102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP, Double Shot Thursday. This is the first one from Ozzy and Sabbath. It's 6:08.
Maybe you don't make a stink about it, right? But you at least steer them the other way. You got at least.
Like, that's one option. Listen, this guy is like blowing up the internet because of his son and how he's letting his son go out for Halloween.
Personally, I would make a stink about it. That's just, that's how I roll.
He'll tell you the story next and what his son's going out as.
Do you remember when my wife wanted to dress Joseph as a chicken when he was a little kid?
Oh, yeah, that's funny.
I was losing my mind about the chicken
outfit.
That's
funny.
I was like, that's gay. Yeah.
We'll tell you this story next.
That one didn't go over well. I lost eventually, but I went down swinging.
102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP on Double Shot Thursday. Double Shot Thursday, couple from Ozzy. It's 6:13, sunny and 70 degrees today. So his dad is getting a lot of credit on the internet for being a great dad, for being an open-minded dad. Mm. And here's the headline. His son, Virginia Boy, gets his wish for Halloween to dress up as Elsa from Frozen.
His son...
His son is three.
You said a Virginia Boy or his name is Virginia Boyd?
He's a Virginia Boy.
Okay.
Yep. He's 3 years old.
What?
His name is Caden.
This is getting worse.
He's a cute young kid, 3 years old, and this year he wants to be Elsa from Frozen. And the father has said... you know, anyone that knows us knows we generally let Caden make his own choices to an extent.
How old is he?
Three.
Yeah.
Well,
you know what else he... You know what his other choices are? Writing with magic markers on the walls.
Maybe he lets him do that.
Do you let him make that choice?
He says, well, he's decided on a Halloween costume. He wants to be Elsa. He also wants to be Anna. Game on.
He wants to eat finger paint. Are you going to let him do that?
He says, Halloween is about children pretending to be their favorite characters. Just so happens this week... He wants to be a princess.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's getting, I mean, they've got tens of thousands of shares of his story on Facebook.
Of course he does.
And he's getting a lot of credit for being an open-minded dad.
Look how evolved he is. He's so evolved. Isn't he evolved? Isn't he just what being a parent means in the 2000s?
The young dad letting his son make his own choices at three.
So open-minded. Put, you know, isn't there a dude? Who's the prince in that movie? Put the prince outfit on him.
Well, and that's like what I was thinking. Like, who's the better parent here? Is it this guy for being really open-minded and letting his son go out as Elsa? Or is the better parent the dad who's like, why don't we go over to where, like, this is what the girls usually wear. Why don't we go to the boys' costumes?
Right.
And go get, okay, so there's a prince character, so and get the prince costume. Is he the better parent? Right now, it sounds like, I mean, everybody's saying this guy is a great parent.
Yeah, not on Long Island, they're not.
Not on Long Island.
No, I feel
just in Virginia.
No, I feel like you and I pretty much have the pulse of what the hell's going on around here and what people may be thinking. You know, we've kind of lasted a long time. We might have an idea what's going on. There's no way. Listen, in my house, did my son play when he was really little? Did he play dress up with his sister and did his sister put the princess outfits on him? Yeah.
Right.
Would I let him walk outside the front doors wearing a princess outfit? Not a goddamn chance in hell. No way.
But he says he's letting a kid just be a kid and live out his...
Oh, stop it.
...his imagination and that kind of thing. He just happens to want to be Elsa for Halloween.
Oh, that's cute. Be a stormtrooper. Be Darth Vader. Be C-3PO.
But that's not what he wants to
be. Han Solo. He doesn't know what he wants. He just knows the last movie he saw. And he saw Elsa there, whatever her name is. We're Frozen.
So is he being a bad parent?
I don't think he's being a bad parent. I don't think he's being a good parent. I think he's doing it wrong. I think he's got a responsibility to that kid to steer him in the right direction. Give him a hockey stick, put a thing on his head, and tell him he's a hockey player. You know? Knock yourself out.
You got any ideas, 955-WBAB, if he's really a better parent than the guy who directs him to the boy costumes? The internet says he's a great open-minded parent. 617. Here's Ted with the roads.
LIE westbound, a lot more heavy traffic as you make your way into Nassau County down by the Sea for
102.3 WBAB, Roger and JP, 620, sunny and 70 today. We're talking about this kid in Virginia who's 3 years old. He wants to go out dressed as Elsa for Halloween, and his dad posted the whole situation on Facebook with the kid in the costume and is getting tens of thousands of shares and praise as being open-minded.
Here's the problem with the interweb. 20 years ago, this probably was happening, but nobody knew about it. Fine. Now, the guy puts a picture of it on Facebook, and look, he's a hero. Look how evolved he is. He's such a great father.
He's such an evolved parent. Schmuck.
So I ask you, is he being a better parent because he's letting his son go out as Elsa? Or is the better parent the dad who sends him over to like the boy costumes? Steve's on the line. What's up, Steve?
JP, man, you hit it right on the head, man. I mean, he's not being a good parent. No.
Here's the deal.
He's not being a good parent at all.
When you have a son... When you have a son, and Rod, you wouldn't possibly understand what I'm talking about.
No, I can't possibly
understand this at all.
When you have a son and that little boy comes out, your dreams go wild.
Right.
Right? And none of those dreams include him wearing a princess outfit and gallivanting around the neighborhood trying to get Tootsie Rolls. Ever.
That dream never happens.
So
worst comes to worst, you block out his teeth, give him some oversized clothes and a plastic cigar and send him out as a hobo.
Dude, give him a hockey stick, throw a Lundqvist jersey on him, call him the king, and then move on.
Easy now.
You know, whatever. Throw a Billy Smith and call him an alcoholic.
Thanks, Steve. Whatever.
Right.
So, I mean, there are other options for this guy, but he's decided to let his son live out his dreams as a three-year-old, just imagining who he wants to be. He wants to be Elsa.
Okay.
It's 102.3 WBAB. Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP on Double Shot Thursday. WBAB, Roger and JP, first one from Bon Jovi. We're just talking about the dad who's a big hit on the internet in Virginia. Very open-minded, letting his three-year-old son go out for Halloween dressed in an Elsa dress. The kid wants to be Elsa from Frozen. That's what kid wants. And everybody's like, hey, listen, great dad. Let him go as he wants. It's his imagination. He says, yeah, I'm letting the kid be a kid. So is he the better parent for doing that? Good morning, BAB. I guess this lady doesn't agree with you. Hey, what's going on?
He's a child.
Listen.
Now.
I get it. My son was wearing my daughter's princess stuff. My daughter would dress him up and think it was funny. And I would look at my wife. She's like, just relax. It's in the house. Don't worry about it. Blah, 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 blah. If that ever entered out onto the front lawn, there would have been problems.
You know what? If he decides at an older age, you love him anyway.
I'll love him anyway, but I'm not going to sit there and help it happen.
Okay, but you don't have to stop it easy. You got to let him make his own decision.
At three, if he had his own way, he'd stick his fingers in the electrical sockets. You let him make his own decisions?
No, you prevent him from hurting himself. This is not going to hurt himself. This is going to let him make choices in life.
Oh, God, you people are everything that's going wrong with this country. Everything.
Oh, that's wrong.
Take care.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Bye.
You got East End Jeremy's kid. He's 4 years old. He's crapping on the front lawn. Mm. He's making his own decisions. Everything is cool, right? Everything's okay?
Heard that story yesterday.
Hey, should all just let them make their own decisions.
It's 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP, Double Shot Thursday.
They want to drink bleach. Yeah. You know?
Hey! 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP, Double Shot Thursday. Couple from Bon Jovi. It's 6:32. Sunny and 70 today. If you're just waking up, it's going to be a nice day. And we're talking about the dad who's a big hit on Facebook. He's blowing up the internet with his Facebook post about his three-year-old son, his son Caden. They're from Virginia.
When you say, like, he's getting a lot of response, like, I mean...
Tens of thousands of shares. It's viral. It's gone. I mean, people are sharing it. It's, you know, he's a very open-minded dad. He's getting a lot of compliments. He's also getting criticized a little bit. And the reason is his son wants to be Elsa, the girl character from Frozen, who's singing right now. And he's three. And he's in an Elsa dress.
I've tried to watch this movie with my daughter like four times.
Tough.
I couldn't last 20 minutes all four times. I fell asleep.
Some of the Disneys are much easier to watch with the kids than others.
I fell right
no
asleep.
No question.
Yeah, but when there's a hot chick in there.
An animated hot chick.
Yeah. The chick from Aladdin's, all right.
So the last lady said, hey, listen, you even let him make his own decisions.
Even though she's one of those Persians.
So you let her make her own decisions. And this guy has a comment on that idea. Go ahead. What do you got?
Hey, I got you back on this one, JP. Let me make this real simple for everyone out there, since they can't understand it. I got two daughters, 6 and 3. If my daughter wanted to be Britney Spears for Halloween, it's not going to happen. I'm not letting her leave the house all hoarded up like that just because she's 3 and wants to make her own decision.
Okay.
What difference does it make what he wears for Halloween? Who lets a 3-year-old pick anyway?
Well, but you're making the case. What difference does it make for a 3-year-old what he makes? Is it a problem? Is it really going to matter?
Yeah, when he ends up going to school and the pictures get out, yeah, look long term.
Yeah, you do. You got to think big picture here. You're just asking for your kid to be the one getting beat up on the school bus.
Would you let your daughter go out as Derek Jeter if you wanted to, or go out as a fireman, or go out as a something like more male? Would you let that happen?
You don't see the difference with that?
Yes, and because she's now the son I always wanted. Take care, man. You haven't given your opinion.
I would let my daughters go out.
Really?
I wouldn't let her go out as, say, John Smith from Pocahontas. I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
That's not the case. Your son is now dressed up as a little girl.
Yeah, no. I would probably push him. I would push him toward the boy costumes and say, you know, well, listen, this is what your sister would wear. Why don't we go see what you would wear? Mm. Because he's not making, at 3 years old, sexuality or gender decisions.
Correct.
So you just nudge him toward the boy costumes.
No, you don't nudge. You drag him by his head. Here you go. Stormtrooper. There you go. Nice and easy. Want to be a football player? Okay.
This guy's getting big ups.
I don't care.
On Facebook. A lot of thumbs up likes.
Yeah. That's why this country's going to hell in a handbasket.
6:35.
Edith, get me a beer, huh?
All right, now it's time for the roads. Who's that?
LIE westbound, picking up a lot more traffic now as you make your way down into the area of Motor Parkway at exit 50.